Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations rejects Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish State of Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The United Nations has just rejected, with 120 nations backing the UN, against the Trump push for Jerusalem as Israel's capital. This is really an attack on the Jewish state, isn't it?
It is, Jimmy, but having said that, it is an expected one. The Israeli government was not taken at all by surprise over this UN rejection. Most European nations rejected the move of the American embassy to Jerusalem, not surprise again. Nevertheless, the U.S. embassy continues to function in Jerusalem, not as it was in Tel Aviv, and the Americans say they have no intention of reversing that. Of course, any new president might do that. It's a fact on the ground, even if one that most of the nations reject.
Prime Minister Netanyahu and all the other prime ministers have always said Jerusalem is not only the undivided but eternal capital of the Jewish people. So it's going to continue on according to the Bible.
Oh, absolutely. It is the center of Jewish life spiritually as well as now politically. It is Israel's capital city. It's her eternal capital city, as Netanyahu pointed out, meaning that it was the case 3,000 years ago, and it's still, once again, the case. And they're not about to themselves ever reverse that. The nations, of course, as you know, in the prophecies we talk about, are going to try to reverse that, but God has made his ruling on it according to the scriptures, and the Jewish people are back to stay. They're not going to be thrown out of their land. They're not going to lose control, ultimately, of their holy city, maybe temporarily in a couple battles, the scriptures indicate, but not as a long-term basis.
David Dolan with the details on the UN rejection of Jerusalem as the political capital of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. When President Trump declared Jerusalem as the political capital of Israel back in December of 2017, the leaders of the world said that that was the end of the world. Well, of course, that was not the case. However, this recent UN ruling rejecting Jerusalem as Israel's political capital could actually mark the beginning of the end of the United Nations. God gave King David Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish people some 3,000 years ago. That's 2 Samuel chapter 5. Jerusalem is the place where the Lord will dwell among his people forever. That's Psalm 132. And the Davidic covenant confirms that, 2 Samuel chapter 7. Forget the UN ruling. God's word is absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...